themselves fascinating because we haven't got time, but we do know from the biggest recent multivariate follow-up study, 378 patients, Duke and Memorial Sloan Kettering, that patients who have an interval of less than 12 months do badly. They don't become long-term survivors. Patients who have more than three metastases do not do well. They do not become long-term survivors. And that was my point earlier about applying knowledge gained where there's 60% of single metastases and 60% of three-year intervals to the totality of patients. Carcinoma embryonic antigen is very interesting because we reached a situation where it was being used to monitor patients, it was referred to earlier, and that triggers oncologists sending patients for CT showing metastasis, and the thoracic surgeon being asked to take it out. Dozens and dozens of multivariate analysis on patients who have pulmonary metastases show that a raised CEA is a very bad feature on patients. So you have patients who have the CEA monitored, it's found to be up, so they're sent to the thoracic surgeon, who, exactly because it is up, sends them back again. We live in a slightly crazy world, and I think we've got to hold hands a bit better than that. But there are certain